Good evening. From your breaking news station, I'm Mike Gaba. A crime that resulted in a murder and the theft of $49 was the subject of a court hearing Thursday in Santa Fe. Six defendants in the shooting death of 62-year-old Michael Pelkey entered not guilty pleas. Pelkey was killed last month while he worked as an attendant at a gas station in Edgewood. A seventh suspect had already entered a not guilty plea. All seven people accused in the case face first-degree murder charges, along with a host of other charges. And two people barely escaped being kidnapped over a $5 debt in Artesia. It happened on March 15th near 26th and Fairground Street, where the victim said that they ran out of gas while trying to get away from the five people chasing them in a vehicle. When a state cop arrived on scene, he saw five people surrounding a blue vehicle. As he approached them, they jumped into a red pickup and fled. He caught up with them and then detained them. 30-year-old Gabriel Garcia of Carlsbad was arrested and booked into the Eddy County Jail. And a City of Santa Fe bond issued earlier this year is now funding a major upgrade to a dozen roads throughout the state capital. The repaving began this week along parts of Rodeo Road, with other improvements coming to Paseo de Peralta, Upper Canyon Road, Agua Fria Street, Avenida de los Campañas, Calle Lorca, and Galisteo Street, plus a few others. The work should last into the fall. The Santa Fe New Mexican reports that the new mayor, Alan Weber, lives along Upper Canyon Road, but the New Mexican points out that the streets involved and the order of repair were all determined by the previous administration. As far as Wall Street today, the Dow closed down 424 points. Your news has been brought to you by California Closets. Simplify your life. I'm Mike Gaba on 94.5 FM and AM 770 News Radio KKOB. Good evening. From your breaking news station, I'm Mike Gaba. There's been another murder in Albuquerque, the eighth in the last 2 weeks. APD Simon Drobic says that a woman who was about 40 years old was shot at the Palisades RV park on the city's west side near Central and Unser around 2:30 this morning.
Nobody's claimed her yet, or she hasn't turned up as a missing person, so we'll work on it to identify her and work with OMI to get that identification taken care of.
There's also no suspect information, as APD says there were no witnesses to the shooting. We'll have more information as police provide it. And a bomb scare today at the Eagle Rock Convenience Center in northeast Albuquerque. Police say that someone dropped off several items at the trash facility that were believed to contain explosive material. The convenience center was closed for several hours while the bomb squad investigated. The items were deemed safe and were relocated for disposal at another location. Police say this does not appear to have been a malicious act. And the Doña Ana County Sheriff's Department has arrested two people in Las Cruces, this in connection with Sunday morning's double homicide in Garfield, a community just north of Hatch. 29-year-old Luis Flores and 30-year-old Crystal Cardenas both face murder charges in the deaths of 32-year-old Vanessa Mora and 34-year-old Mario Cabral. The two were apparently shot to death. Police are not saying what led them to Flores and Cardenas. The couple is being held without bond in the Doña Ana County Detention Center. And New Mexico's drought conditions are getting worse. The latest report shows that virtually the entire state is under some form of drought, and the northern one-third of New Mexico is in extreme drought. National Weather Service hydrologist Royce Fontenot says that even though the northern mountains got some snow in the higher elevations this week, it didn't help much. Your news has been brought to you by Rich Ford. I'm Mike Gaba on 94.5 FM and AM 770 News Radio KKOB.